WZM, KO4NUE. WZM, KO4NUE. ANET controller on frequency tonight. This is KO4NUE. Bird, this is KO4NUE. One last call for ANET controller on frequency. CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is the Deer Camp. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, that's Fred, in TR, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, up in Table Rock, K4XMR, male in Prosperity. KG4PFT, Don in Piedmont. PF's correction. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. And Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Mr. Rusty. Stand by, I'll be right back. 4 UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KI4 MRA, Fred in Greer. W2 AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. And K4 OSH, Pat in Malden. KG4 WNP, Landon in Dacusville. And KN4 RJN, John in Brown Summit. KO4 RAX, Jim in Dacusville. K1 CJW, that's Mr. Rowland in Pickens. KB2 BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And W4 OIE, Sid in Fletcher. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the Deer Camp tonight. The internet's not that good. Did I miss anybody on the pre-check-ins? Pretty sure I've got a current listing there. But if I missed anything, somebody please let me know.
K4WZM.
WZM, this is KO4NUE. Are you ready for my net report, sir?
I literally just got in from work. I didn't realize what time it was. But sorry for being late again. Would you like to swap it over to me?
Daniel, are you ready for the count? KJ4WZM, KO4NUE, you ready for the count, sir? We are at the total on the pre-check-ins, which would be a total of 20. 20. Now, yes, we are at 20, not counting you. QSL? Hey, have not been called, and no RF stations have been called. This will be message number 2, so you can add it for traffic. KO4NUE, turning it over to KJ4WZM. Go ahead and take it, Daniel.
KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, copy. You're number 2 from KO4NUE to KJ4WZM. 20 check-ins. No Echolink or RF stations yet. Correct? Station that wanted to jump in real quick. Were you still wanting to check, jump in, or are you going to wait for regular roll call?
RON, I can wait for the regular call, or you can put me down now. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. My name is Ed.
I got you, Ed. WD8RON in Brevard. Normally we go ahead and check in regular alphabetical groups. The reason I let you jump in is I wasn't sure if you were trying to catch me or Chad or somebody else, but I'll go ahead and recognize you. And I got you in the logbook. So at this point, I'm going to call for Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shoe Internet, please call KJ4WZM or NetControl.
KJ4WZM, KO4NUE, KA5WLL jumped up on the pre-check-in at the last moment, and I'll take responsibility for missing that one, Daniel. But KA5WLL, just want to make sure you didn't miss him. That's on me, sir.
Recognized him previously?
Correct. I did not recognize him.
I'd also like to recognize KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. With normal roll call, then I'm going to introduce myself. This is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. I'm your net control for tonight. Thank you, Chad, for jumping in for me. I hadn't realized what time it was. I've hardly looked at my phone all day. I've been very, very busy today with work and stuff like that. But I am now back, so definitely appreciate Chad jumping in for me. Thank you, Chad. And at this point, we'll go ahead and begin with normal roll call. Tonight being, Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Zulu, Oakdale, Foxtrot, Chief and Columbus. Just check me in and out tonight.
Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. This is David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
KC4ZHF, that's Keith in Columbus, and KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Any other station, Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Dr. D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Dean Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WCM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KJ4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. My pretty little fried joint. We're at home and easy. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife, Lorena. And KM4MLQ, his daughter, Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Next, we've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. K4DOS, that is Gary. He brings along with him his pretty little bride, Joy. K3JOY, they're at home and easily tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Echo 3 Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HTX, Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and back in Candler tonight. And I'll be negative and negative. You folks stay safe and warm down there tonight.
Part of the North Carolina gang, we've got KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, and KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. Harry, I hope you had a great trip. I heard you were out traveling around. I was on the net one of those nights and heard you check in from way far away. So I hope it was a great one for you and maybe get to hear some stories later on. But good to have you back with us here tonight. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. San Diego through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Check in, Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments this evening. 73.
KK4JFO, that is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4JD, Joe and Greer. KK4JBQ, Larry, he brings along with him his wife, Miss Donna. KC4MFK, they're on Greer tonight. And KO4JKV, Duncan and Asheville. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Now, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 732 Daniel and all of the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
WZM. Please check in Kilo 4. Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, and me. No traffic, but I'll stick around for some chew.
WZM. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. QTH is the deer camp. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, also at the deer camp. And I'll hang around, Daniel, but Miss Anna will be out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sinsville. That's KO4PXB.
I go ahead and recognize this group. Can you tell me, were you part of the, were you part of the 20 check-ins earlier?
UE, negative. I did not give you our count, or my count or her count on, just to make it simple. So, no.
Checking before I go ahead and, yeah, I wrote down myself, too. I just need to keep my numbers straight on this, because every single chicken I have has a number next to it. Leo 4 and an H. That is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. Fred, you have a great night at work tonight. We'll catch you later on down the log. Hope it's a good one for you. Next, I've got K4OIM. That is Walt in Inman. Walt, I've got you marked down for comments, and I cannot wait to talk to you. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I got some good news for you. Next, I got KO4NUE, that is Chad, and he brings along with him his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're at the deer camp tonight. Chad, that's in Pickens, right?
Liberty, Daniel.
I knew it was you in Pickens or Liberty. I couldn't remember. I'm off in that direction of town so much. Anyways, when someone says one town name, I can easily replace it with another. No pun intended, easily. Haha. So, alright. Y'all have fun at the deer camp tonight, and I got you marked down for comments, Chad. Next, I've got KF4PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Any other stations? Mike through Papa M3P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Go Q through T. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. So Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both at Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency.
Your wife's call correctly. Can you come back with that one more time? Rhonda's call.
And I used to do net control myself. I know how that is, so no problem. Her call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AHS. Mine's KC4SKD.
4WZM. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
FKC4SKD. That is Larry, and he brings along with him his wife, KG4AHS, Rhonda. They're in Easley tonight. Next, I have KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative. It's good to hear you calling the net tonight.
KN4HTP, that's Wendy, and she brings along with him. My tongue's all tangled up tonight, Wendy. I'm sorry. I would like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Wendy. And she brings along with her W2MJB, Mark, in Simpsonville. Sorry about that, Wendy. I'm getting all my words mixed up tonight. I'm tired. Tired from work. I'm not actually sleepy, but good grief, it was a long day today. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. Name's Rod, and we're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Hotel? You're 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Eugene, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
I'd like to recognize W4WOZ. That is my buddy Rod in the land of Waz. Rod, I hope you're doing well tonight. Stay warm out there. And also, my neighbor Gene, W4FHJ. Around the corner from me. And Gene, I got a quick question for you. Did you get your driveway all figured out?
Talking with somebody about rock, to get rock hauled up there, but I haven't actually ordered it yet, but I need some pre-work done before that happens. I need a little bit of dirt moving, you know, straightening up the road and so forth.
You had come over and seen that one Sunday when it was raining outside. I showed you my driveway. I didn't know if you had been able to put two and two together and figure out that I was a Friday Night Net controller or not. I don't remember if I had told you that, but I was one of the people that you had talked to. I was just wondering if you still needed that or not, or if you decided to go with somebody else. Other than that, I can't really discuss any more than that on the radio. I was just curious.
Well, I'm getting the rock from somewhere else, or from Greer, but I think I've got two possibilities for the actual blade work. I think Johnny had been talking with me about that. Go ahead. And I remember you now. I'm sorry.
Good. Okay. Sounds good. I just want to make sure you were all taken care of. That's it. Appreciate it, and you have a good night.
Thank you, Daniel.
Before I close out the formal portion of the net, D3, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. Looks like you're up first tonight. Well, how's things on Lake Bowen tonight? Call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Well, it was raining a little bit and a few snow flurries in it, but I think that's cleared out now. But man, it is cold up here, Daniel.
And I just want to tell you, I got my ball joints all done, and I put my entire lift kit in my vehicle, and it's been aligned, and it works great, and I've been driving on it, having a good time. No more riding back and forth to work in 34 degrees and pouring rain and high winds on a motorcycle. Now I have all four walls around me again, and I'm happy. Four walls around me, four tires underneath me.
How's it, Daniel? And you got heat in it? When I was working with Ed Loftus up at their office on St. Martin Road between 29 and 290, we were building an addition onto a BMW down there, and we were so short on help. I was running an excavator loading the trucks, and I would have to load them out and then load the spare truck and drive it myself. And he had those old Utes. None of them had plates on them, and no windshields in them, no heat. And the one I was driving didn't have any seats in it. You said on a 5-gallon hydraulic fluid can. And it was so cold down there that we put diesel fuel and some pine in a metal 5-gallon bucket and built a fire up there in the cab of the truck to try to stay warm, Daniel.
Whoa. Ah, that is cold. I'm sure OSHA would have loved to have seen that, but hey, they didn't actually catch it, so we're all good, huh? But good grief. I'm glad that's not my job. Ah, I have it easy. I have it real easy sitting in a heated dump truck all day with padded seats and go down the road. And I tell you what, much better.
Because those old youths, and neither one of them had brakes on, nor did they have a clutch in them. They'd pull up for me to load them up and shut the engine off. And then when I get them loaded, they would put it in second gear, and I'd come up behind them and put the bucket up on the tailgate at the top and push them to get them started. And up there where they was dumping, they'd pull up there and kick it out of gear to roll it back and engage the PTO to dump the thing and then jam it up in the first gear to take off. He had some regular equipment.
Wow. That's really, really difficult. I sure am glad I got it as easy as I do. I would not want to work in those circumstances, but you got it done, and you live to tell about it, so that's great. I sure am glad I didn't have to go through that. My job's been pretty easy.
Might be the last time I get to talk to you for a while. I had to announce on the net last night one of the hardest announcements I ever had to make, other than tell my daughter what was going on yesterday when I come home. I'm having to build the net up for at least a few weeks. I found the doctor that thought my problem with my mouth and my tongue was because I got four bad teeth, and they said that caused an infection. So they set me up an appointment yesterday morning at 8 o'clock with an oral surgeon. I got over there, and he looked in my mouth and took some x-rays and said, "I can't help you. I got it planned up the road you need to see." So I went to that doctor. It wasn't a dentist, it was a doctor. And he took some x-rays and some pictures. Then he sent me over down past the Baywood Medical Center to another doctor to get a biopsy done on that knot under my tongue. He took some more x-rays and pictures. He went out, he come back in with another surgeon. And he said, "Mr. Bradshaw, that is not your teeth causing that infection. The lymph nodes under my chin is swollen up about like a golf ball." I said, "Well, what's going on?" He said, "You've got cancer under your tongue, and we got to do something immediately. So I'm going to have to go back to those two surgeons Monday morning at 9 o'clock for a consultation where they're going to discuss." He said they wasn't no need doing the biopsy. That cancer had to come out, and they can do the biopsy after they get the cancer out. Find out if I'm going to have to go through chemo and all of that junk. But boy, I hated to announce that last night, and it liked to kill me trying to tell my daughter about it. She's all worried about me. And then on top of that, they sent her home from work because she got sick, and then the babysitter, she had to get a babysitter to watch my grandson because I had to be at the doctor yesterday morning. She couldn't take him. The babysitter called and said he was sick. She come home and got him, and they went to the doctor, and both of them locked up in their bedroom in quarantine with COVID. Thank you.
for one day. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I hope that you're able to kick that camter in the behind and get it out of there. Just try to keep up your strength and keep up a good mindset. Hopefully they're able to get it all, and hopefully it won't be too big of a deal. That doesn't sound very good, and I'll be praying for you, and I really wish you the best on that. And I'm sorry to hear about your daughter and your family and everybody getting COVID like that too. That's really rough. I hope everybody starts getting better soon. That's really sad to hear.
Yeah, I called Dave in W4DJW and let him know yesterday evening that he'd have to get somebody to take over for me to get out. I know I ain't going to be able to talk for at least a couple of weeks because it's between the behind my bottom gum and close to my underneath my tongue there. I have problems trying to pronounce an S. I said it all right that time, or a Z, or a C. And I talked to my sister the other day, and she said, "Walt, you ain't started drinking, have you?" I said, "No, why? Your speech sure is slow. But you better believe I'm going to take my little 2-meter HT to the hospital with me, and I'll be able to check in on the net, on the pre-check-in. I guess that'll be the way I have to do it. I was going to do it on EchoLink, but I won't be able to talk on EchoLink, I don't think. But I ain't going to let it worry me. I'll beat it. And that's about all I got for now, Daniel. KJ4WCM.
K4OIM,
I'll turn it back to you. I'll stick around for a while.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you back on the radio once you're finished with everything, and I'll keep you in mind, too. I'm sure you'll be listening around on here while I'm calling it, so I'll have to holler at you sometime and let you know that you're missed and that we're thinking about you. I'll have to say something next time I call the net. But I hope they're able to get everything taken care of sooner rather than later. And it sounds like they're working on the sooner part of things, so that's great. But we're definitely going to miss you being around. And looking forward to still having you on Freenet check-in and stuff like that. You can listen on EchoLink, and you can text on EchoLink, too. I don't know if your cell phone has texting or not, but I can also, if you did have a cell phone that has texting and you know how to do it, you could also send me a text message, or I could send you a text message saying if you want me to check you in. If you didn't check in on the pre-net check-ins, so it's up to you. So I'm looking forward to once all this mess is behind you and they're able to fix everything. That'll be good.
It had to be done immediately. It ain't no problem getting me scheduled for the operating room. It's the thing about ICU. They said the ICUs were filled up with COVID patients. And they only doing emergency surgeries now over at Prisman, Greenville, and Spartanburg, according to them. But they'll get me in there. They got me on some of the strongest pain pills I ever seen. These are stronger than what they gave me when I broke my neck. They make you sick at your stomach. Oh my God, they make you sick for about 30 minutes. And the druggist that picked up your CVS told me, said, don't you tell nobody you got these. And you keep them hid somewhere. If possible, lock them up. So I take one every 6 hours, but I'll get by. I'll say 7 please for now, Daniel. And thanks for your thoughts. And I'll text you. I got texting on my phone. I'll say 7 please for now. I'll let somebody else get up on the stump. So I'll be listening. Daniel, KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
Have a good one and get some good rest tonight, too. I hope you feel better soon. And follow those doctor's orders, too. It sounds like they were really here to help you this time. But good talking with you, and I'll catch you later on down the line. K4OIM, KJ4WZM, 73. Alpha 3 Zulu, A3Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. NL, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's KG4JI, Dennis in Gaffney. Nice snowfall going on right now. 73.
And Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
KG4JIA, that is Dennis and Gaffney, and KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, Gabriel, Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net. Stay warm.
KN4TZW, that is Gabriel in Hendersonville. Hey, man, I got a quick question for you. I happen to see your last name here. Do you happen to have relatives down here in South Carolina?
TZW, not that I know of. Most of my people is in Madison County, North Carolina. There's a few in Hendersonville, but most of them are in Madison, which is on the Tennessee border, the other side of Asheville.
Just curious about that. There's two families down here that I happen to know, two separate families with the same last name. It's not a super common last name, but these folks here aren't immediately related to each other anyways. But I was just curious about it. Anyways, I'll let you go for now. I just didn't know if you had any family down here, because if you did, I probably know who they are. Any other check-ins, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Hey, Chad, you still around?
4WZM, KO4NUE. Yeah, I'm still here, Daniel.
Down for comments, next. How was your day today?
I guess, pretty good. Daniel, can I make a call to Walt real quick before he ducks out? I am KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Walt, I'm gonna give you a call in the morning on the cell phone. Is that all right?
The doggone pills they got me on, I got off the net last night, and I took one of them pills about 10 o'clock. It was about 10 o'clock when I took it. And I didn't wake up until 11:30 today. I'll be up earlier in the morning. Yeah, you can give me a call, Chad.
I'll give you a holler closer to lunchtime on the cell phone. But, okay. All right, Daniel, you still in there, bud?
Still am.
Okay. Well, I just 73, Walt. I'm sorry. Daniel, data modes. I've been working on some data stuff, and they've just been all consumed with that, and just by the time the net rolls around, my eyes are cross-eyed from trying to configure radio to computer, and you know, so I've been quite busy, I guess.
They have a, for me, they have, my work today was, there's a rodeo coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, a.k.a. the Bilo Center. I always call it the Bilo Center. That's what it was when I was little, so. But they have a rodeo coming in there, and my company trucked all that dirt in there today, so that's what I was working on today. And, I did some odds and ends on my vehicle too. I had a little bit of play in a couple different areas of the suspension, so I shimmed it with some washers and things and fixed that all up this evening after I got off work. And when I'm working like that, I'm doing good to even know where I had last set my phone down before I go to pack all my stuff up. Like, I'll lose track of my phone so quick while working on vehicles. I'll go, like, two or three hours will go by and it feels like 10 minutes. And I don't even think about my phone in any way. I'll have no idea where I set it. And so I stopped at a restaurant on my way in and picked me up a to-go order and came home and started eating that. And next thing I know, I looked over. I was like, where did I set my phone down? And I picked my phone up. It was underneath the tray of food I was eating, and it said 9:04 p.m., and I was like, oh, no. Whoops! That's not supposed to happen. It's Friday night. I have a job to do. So, sorry about that, Chad. I just had one of those days. It was nothing but run, 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 hurry, 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 all day today. And then I came home, and I had no idea what time it was or anything.
Happens. That happens. I get it. Been there, done that. But I'll check behind you on Fridays, and if you need some help with it, just let me know. Not a big deal at all. But other than that, like I said, I've been working on some data stuff and trying to figure out. And actually, I think I have figured out how to send telemetry data in RF package, and that's been kind of interesting to kind of run down that rabbit hole a little bit, see kind of where that goes. But I think I'm gonna give it a shot, see how it works out.
On APRS or something else?
APRS.
I have a radio that automatically sends that stuff out. As far as telemetry data and stuff goes, it's a digital and analog handheld radio that has APRS built into it, and it automatically does that if you tell it to.
Right. Well, I want to send the data of my choosing. In other words, I want to be able to, you know, if I can measure something, I want to be able to send that instead of just kind of what you're stuck with the radio. Because, I mean, the APRS package will, you know, this lat, long, speed, direction, things like that, but you know, I want to choose some inputs to put on the package too. I think I've probably figured out a way to do that, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But tell me a little bit about the truck before we move on. You happy with it? Is it doing what you want it to do?
The suspension lift kit came with drop brackets, and Are you familiar with old Ford trucks? How the left wheel pivots from the right frame and the right wheel pivots from the left frame?
I got you.
It's, okay, the L-shaped suspension, the part that goes straight back towards the back of the vehicle, that's called the radius arm. And then the other arm is called the axle pivot arm. Well, the axle pivot arm has an axle pivot arm bushing in it. And there was way too much play between, like, inside the drop bracket that goes down to that axle pivot arm and bushing and all that stuff. There was way too much front to back play in there. So when I hit the gas or the brake, it would pop. Like you're going to clunk, and then clunk again when you swap from the gas to the brake, from the brake to the gas. And if you're holding the steering wheel, you could honestly feel a small difference in the steering. It would go one way or the other way, and your alignment would change going on down the road. So I went ahead and shimmed it up with some metal washers and some rubber washers, and got all that play removed. So now it's anchored in place, and I played with my tie rod ends too, and I have that thing just about perfectly aligned at this point. It pulls, I think, just a little bit too far to the right. So I'm going to get that worked out later on. I can eyeball that. I can eyeball those wheels extremely well. Just about as good as a laser alignment machine. I get way back from it and I look at how it's angled versus the back tire. And I usually have them set ever so slightly, like the smallest detectable amount. I have those the front tires set in just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit towed in each one. Just literally a hair, barely detectable at all. And that makes it so the steering wheel doesn't have any kind of play in it whatsoever. And as long as they're almost perfectly on and just a tiny, tiny bit towed in versus the back tire, I'd say it's probably a tenth of an inch or less. As long as it's like that, that vehicle goes straight down the road just perfectly. And I've done my own stuff like that for a little while now. When I got it back from the alignment shop, because of all the play in the suspension, they weren't able to line it up completely. Because anytime I hit the gas or the brake, it changed. So I got that all taken care of and got it dialed in pretty much how I want it now. But once it's daylight again, I'm going to give that alignment stuff one last shot and see if I can't fix that little bit of pull that it's got now.
Good deal. I'm glad you're happy with it. Daniel, see if I can have a quick QSO with KC4EZN up in Candler, if he's still there.
That was best if I start talking about needing to take naps. you can go ahead and call your station, Chad. I'll be around.
KC4EZN, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN, and Daniel, you need to stay awake a little bit longer. Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
Don't tell you, while you were gone, we had lots of snow, lots of ice. The Skywarn net got activated, trees went down, power lines went down, things were just really, really cold. Really cold and icy and snowy. And did you have a good time in California?
KC4EZN, KC4EZN. Yeah, we had a good time. Her and her husband and the grandchildren live out there, and it had been
good, I don't know, it was a couple of years since we had been out there. Oh, I think it was 3 years. Now, we crossed paths with them down in Charleston late back in the fall and spent a week with them. But as far as going out and visiting, and then the people that we've got to know out there a little bit through them, you know, go get to visit them and all that. But anyway, we had a good time. Weather was, I guess, relative to here, it was fantastic. My biggest concern was, and we've got two cats, so we had a cat sitter, and I had the cat sitter turn the water off in the house because I got to thinking if we had a power failure, the cat sitter put out, you know, over that weekend, put out enough food to keep them alive and watered for 3 or 4 days just in case something happened. But I had the cat sitter turn the water off in the house because I got to thinking if the power went off and we didn't have heat in the house, I'm at the bottom of a hill and my water pressure in the middle of the night can hit 160 pounds. So, because they're recharging a reservoir up on the side of a mountain. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to have 2 feet of water in my basement. So anyway, got that all taken care of and got back, and everything was good. So yeah, we had a good time. Put up an infed antenna out there. She has no trees in her yard. It's up on top of a hill, so elevation's not a problem. And you know, any kind of antenna that you feed somewhere in the middle means you got to have coax to run to it. And but anyway, I put that up, and I worked Japan several times. When you're 3,000 miles closer, it worked pretty good. I actually worked one of the guys here. He lives in Irmo. Down there with that antenna just to be sure I could get back here. But yeah, we had a good time. I got to play with the radio and played with that antenna some, and I left it out there. That way when I go back, I won't have to haul that wire back and forth again. We had a good time. And yeah, I had next door neighbor. I texted him. He said we had 10 inches of snow in the yard. Sort of mixed emotions. I was glad I wasn't here for it, but on the other hand, kind of worried about, you know, keeping animals safe and keeping the house safe. So, and I don't know what you folks got going on down there tonight, but when I looked at the weather at 6 o'clock, it sounded like y'all are not having a whole lot of fun down there tonight, maybe. So, anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Chad. KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
I-4NUE, we got the wood stove fired up in the cabin, and it's like 85 in here, and we're just, we're loving it. We are absolutely loving it, and I made some biscuits and burn them pretty bad, and tried to flake off all the burn on the bottom, and that didn't work too good because all the burnt smell just got up in the rest of the good biscuit. But that's okay. It's all good. But just wanted to say hello and glad you enjoyed yourself. And, you know, with that, I'll just say hello. Okay, Daniel, I guess I'll give it back to you. I just want to say hello to Harry for a minute. So with that, go ahead and take it back, Daniel. KO4NUE, I'll be clear, standing by.
I always enjoy hearing all of Harry's stories, too. So, I'm glad I got to hear all that. And thank y'all for hanging around and being part of my net tonight and sticking around for comments and stuff. I always like to hear how y'all are doing. And Chad, it is 73 degrees in my house. I left the heat on in the house today because I left the cat inside. I don't normally leave the heat on, but it wasn't going to get above freezing today, and I didn't want to leave her outside. She's like an inside-outside cat. She likes to go outside in the daytime if it's nice out, but other than that, likes to stay inside. It is going to be cold today, and the house is going to get cold, so I left the heat on.
When I came in today, it was 79 degrees, so I turned the heat off. It's now back down to 73. I was like, nope, I'm not dealing with that. So.
Whew.
I have a propane heater for my house. It's a small little house. So I just use that thing, but it doesn't have a thermostat on it, so I just turn it on its lowest setting. And it does pretty good. But I guess that's about it, Chad. Good to hear you're doing well, and hope you enjoy your time over at the deer camp tonight. Stay warm out there. Snow flurry's been coming through, but it sounds like it's more of an interesting time south of 85 than north of 85. I looked outside while Harry was talking, and we don't have anything outside at all. So, hope y'all have a great night, and I suppose I'll catch you and Harry later. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, 73, Chad.